Ethan Montavo coming into the ESPN Radio 1410 Budweiser Studios, joining us today here on The Blitz. Ethan, we'll put you right in the fire. You walk in. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Like a true radio professional.
That's
sits
right.
Down, he's ready
sits down
for
and
the show.
Goes right to work. That's right. So Ethan Montavo of the North Platte Knights men's basketball team and soon to be a Texas State University Bobcat. Ethan, you committed to go to Texas State University last week. Mm-hmm. You had a trip, a week and a half ago, I guess, down there to San Marcos. How did the process of being recruited by the Division I schools go for you?
You know, it was kind of it was an awesome feeling, you know, especially coming out of high school and having no Division I looks to this year having 20-something, you know. And at times it did get overwhelming, kind of stressful. But, you know, I had coaches like Coach Weiser, Coach O'Connor sit down and help me out with my decision-making. My parents, you know, they always threw in their 2 cents in what they think the best option is for me. But overall, it was a neat experience, you know, having so many choices, and that's something I've never had before.
How did it compare to when you were coming out of high school, being recruited by the junior college and the NAIA schools?
Well, really, coming out of high school, it came down just I only had like 2 choices. And so it was either, you know, North Platte or this NAIA school, I think, in Kansas. And so I really didn't have much, you know, and that's before I knew a lot about the JUCO route, you know. So it kind of went from really having no choices to having, you know, abundant of choices, so.
And, of course, I think Coach O'Connor was happy that you chose North Platte Community College.
Yeah, and the thing about Coach O'Connor is right away, man, he just said to me how much potential he sees in me, and he told my parents that he sees me coming to North Platte and, you know, we could do big things. And, man, I can't tell he was right 100% of the way, man.
How much did that influence your decision to come to North Platte when you did 2 years ago, with the fact that he saw the potential and relayed that to you?
Oh, it was huge, you know, because the dream was obviously to play D1, and out of high school, I don't think I was there yet, talent-wise, size-wise, and he really just, you know, he just really helped me turn into a player that can play at that level, and not only play at that level, but be a great player at a mid-major program. And Coach O'Connor, like I said, he believed in me. He's seen that I had untapped potential, and just I bought into, you know, his system, and that's something you got to do coming out here, and I just turned out a great player, you know.
And Ethan will go down as one of the greatest Knights of all time, finishes fifth on the all-time scoring list at North Platte Community College, also has played the most games in a Knight uniform, tied for the most games ever played in a Knight uniform, started every game of your career here in North Platte as well. Was that something you expected when you came here, knowing that you really only had those 2 options? Did you expect to be able to start game one?
You know, I didn't know if I was going to start for sure, and OC told me that, you know, if I do everything right, I buy in, there's a good chance, there's no reason why I shouldn't start. But I didn't know any of the players that were here already, so I didn't know what kind of competition I was going up against, because it's a whole different, you know, playing level going from high school to JUCO. Everybody's faster, quicker, bigger, stronger. And so, you know, I think I made the transition pretty good and quickly. You know, I think I caught on quick, and I think that's what helped me start so many games, is that I was kind of, once I bought in, I was ready, you know.
One of the things that Coach O'Connor and Nathan Weiser, the assistant coach at North Platte Community College, told me all season long, not just about you, but also about another sophomore in your team, Tim Simmons, that the two of you work harder than anybody they've had, or as hard as anybody they've ever coached. How important was that to you, and how important is it to you going forward?
I think it's really important. O'Connor's always used to quote, referring to me and Tim, that you got to kill us to beat us, and I think that's
right.
True. And you know, I love playing alongside Tim Simmons, man. I think we're a great duo, offensively and defensively. We just had a good connection, man. That's something good to have. But I just, you know, I hope to carry that same kind of thought process. You know, I think, you know, to the next level, that these guys, you know, I'm not just going to let them walk over me. I'm going to prove myself that I'm worthy. And, you know, they got to kill me to beat me.
And he also mentioned that you are, and he told this to me off the air and on the air, that he thinks that you're the greatest competitor he's ever coached, or if not the greatest, one of the 2 or 3 he's ever coached. And he's coached a lot of really great players in his time at North Platte Community College. What does that mean to you when you hear someone like Coach O'Connor say that about you?
Man, that's a great honor, I'd say. I mean, that means a lot to me. And actually, I didn't know he ever said that. But I mean, I'm a huge competitor, man, and it's in my family too, man. At my house, we compete over everything, games, I mean, all the little stuff. I got brothers, you know, so we all kind of talk trash to each other. But when it steps on the court, I like to think, you know, in my own head, it doesn't matter who I'm going up against. Could be the number 1 team in the nation, a guy who's going to a high major D1. But in my mind, I'm telling myself that I'm better than this guy. I can beat him. And I think that's what makes me such a good competitor.
You know, one of the greatest examples of that to me was the, in the Region 9 tournament this last season. I wasn't here for your freshman year, but come here for your sophomore season. In the Region 9 tournament, you had to battle for two wins the first two games of the tournament. And in that second game, there's no way you guys probably should have won that game. Going through it and looking back on it, I don't think you should have won that game the way that played out. But you had a couple of steals there late in the game that aren't steals that people get. You just don't come up with those kinds of steals. And what goes through your process, through your mind when that kind of thing is going on? They're face guarding you, not allowing you to get the ball. Mm-hmm. You find a way to get it yourself by just pickpocketing their guards.
Yeah, you know, some kind of about me is, I'm not the... I'm not the best defender. I'm not the most. I don't have the most quick feet, but I have the. I kind of have the ability. You know, I kind of take gambles, which you know that could go both ways. It's a kind of 50-50 way, and I think I'm able to kind of see the play before it comes out. So I kind of, you know, we do a lot of scouting report, and we're prepared for the plays, and that's all because of Coach Weisler. So right there, we already have an advantage. And then for two, when we're in that situation, you know, I have to be ready to recognize what's going to happen, and I think that's something I'm really good at is. Be able to see the play before it happens and then take that gamble and then, you know, execute the steal so I don't give up, you know. But there are times, I mean, there's a lot of times where, you know, coach will see what y'all because I did miss the steal and everybody have to rotate and help. But, you know, it would come in handy on some big times like that.
Once again, talking to Ethan Montavo, now a former North Platte Knights men's basketball player, moving on to play for Texas State University. He hasn't signed yet, won't be able to sign until next week, but he has committed there. Walk me through the process with Texas State. I saw a couple of their coaches come and see you play throughout this season. You mentioned that you had 20-something coaches come and watch you, 20-something teams show interest in you throughout this year. But what made Texas State different? What set them apart?
Well, you know, they were on me right from the get-go. They had their assistant coach, Hester, who's the guy who kind of discovered me. He seen me play last year in the Region 9 tournament a little bit at Nationals, and they came after me September on a Sunday. We just had open gym. I met him, great guy, great coach, and he told his head coach about me. He really liked the way I play, and Coach Casper, who didn't know a thing about me, he transferred from Stephen F. Austin, who you guys seen had a lot of success this year. So he's a good coach. He knows what he's doing. Took over this program that's really struggling, and he's trying to rebuild it. Well, he knew nothing about me, and he first came and saw me at the JUCO Jamboree, the scrimmages down in Missouri. And, man, he just loved the way I played. And, I mean, he only seen three games, and those kind of games, we play like half the game, you know. You want to see what everybody else, all the freshmen can do. And, man, he gave me his card right after, and he's like, you know, I'm going to get a hold of you right after this. You know, we're really interested in you. And he really wanted to sign me early, but – Coach O'Connor and myself felt that, you know, I don't want to focus on what's next yet, you know. North Platte, I'm still in the North Platte uniform. That's my priority, and I wanted to finish off the year and then sign later. And so they've been, you know, and I was really interested in them, you know, who doesn't love the state of Texas, and I wanted to learn more about them. So I did a lot of research about the coach, Casper himself, and he's the 16th most active winningest coach in D1 right now, so... And like I said, Stephen F. Austin, those are all the players he recruited. And so I see what he's coming from. He's trying to take over this new program and start over. And actually, when I first came to North Platte, I think the record was like 14-15, 14-16. And so a record is something I'm not looking at because I feel like I'm not there to help yet, you know. And if you look at my 2 years here, along with, you know, my teammates that I had, we had a great two-year turnaround, you know. So all the coaches, they have four coaches out there, Coach Hester, Coach Casper, head coach. Coach Retcher and Coach Flaska, and all of them came to see me play. So I think that just shows that I was the number one guy all year, and they really wanted to show me that, you know.
Coach Retcher, I talked to you a little bit when he came and saw you in Otero when you played down in La Junta against Otero Junior College, and then I've reached out to them as well. We'll be talking to once you sign, they can't talk until you've signed, but we'll be reaching out and talking to one of their coaches as well next week here on the Blitz. So you'll be able to hear what they saw in Ethan on the flip side, what they saw in you and what they look forward to having you down there. Now I know they can't tell you too much, and they're not going to guarantee you starting positions, those kinds of things, but what kind of a role did they tell you they see you having as a Bobcat?
Well, Coach Casper told me they want me more of like a combo guard. They really need a guy who can shoot threes. I think they finished last in the conference, three-point percentage, and I think that's something I can come in and help do. You know, almost kind of like here, me and Cam Williams would switch off one and two, would bring the ball down, and it doesn't really matter to me. I'm comfortable with both, but I do love running off screens and then, you know, setting other players on my team screens because then it just gets me open. So they told me I'd come in and be a combo guard. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of O'Connor a lot. He's kind of old school play, big on defense. And, you know, our possession, the amount of possessions we have matter. And he just says, you know, hey, you come here, you buy into our system, then there's no reason you shouldn't start. And that's actually something he told me. He goes, you know, the reason why I like you so much is because you come from a coach like Coach O'Connor, who's, you know, real strict. He's a guy, he's a coach that wants his players to buy into what he does. And he said that's important to come from a program like that, because it's programs like that have winning traditions.
Yeah, absolutely. And the winning showed in your 2 years at North Platte Community College. Ethan Montavo, former North Platte Knight, now soon to be Texas State University Bobcat. You committed to Texas State last week. Any other teams that were close, right, that are with Texas State that you were considering late?
UNO was UNO also, they were on me all year. And don't get me wrong, it was a tough battle between whether I wanted to go home and play in front of everybody. And I mean, that's a dream, you know. If D1 is also a dream, but to be able to play in front of your hometown friends, family friends, I mean, this goes on, it'd be awesome. And I really, the coaches there were nice, the awesome coaches, they know what they're doing, they're good guys, the players were great. But, you know, I just had to go with kind of my gut feeling and my heart, and that was pulling me towards Texas State. And also my family was agreeing with that choice, so the UNO was probably the next one that was real close to Texas State on that.
Now, UNO, of course, making the transition right now to D1, and so they can't play in the postseason. Did that factor in at all, that they can't play postseason ball?
That did have a factor, just because it's just kind of makes my chance of going to the NCAA tournament a little bit smaller, you know, having to wait to my senior year. And so that did play a role in my decision.
So once again, you chose Texas State, committed to them last week. You can sign next Wednesday, I believe the 16th is when you can officially sign your national letter of intent to go there. Ethan, it was a pleasure to broadcast your games this year. Pleasure to watch you this last year. And for those around North Platte that got to see the last 2 years, I'm sure they enjoyed that as well. And we'll wish you luck on your next step of the journey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
Yep.